Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
And I'm Isaac.
And in this edition of the podcast, we're going to be discussing episodes 88 through 94. We're going to be doing seven episodes this week. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the recap because I am pretty excited for what we have later on in this show. So let's go ahead and get into episode number 88, Spelunked. Okay, so Sarge has just woken up underground and Donut finds him. But during all this, Tex and Sister are talking, and I guess Tex told Sister how she's the only girl there, and if she starts acting more popular, then she's going to go around and talk behind her back, and then she's going to cry, and nobody's going to like her anymore. You know, girl talk. Anyway, Church and Tucker are talking about having two girls at the base, and I guess Tucker thinks it's going to be awesome, but doesn't... I mean, come on. He can get Sister. Sister's a total slut, but... Tex isn't going to come anywhere near him. Plus, she has a robot body. Well,
you know, there are robot real dolls, if that's what you want to call
them. Do they have animatronic real dolls?
Yes, called Roxy with three X's. I'm not kidding.
No, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Why do you know that?
Google it. Podcast.
Should we have a link to Roxy?
Sure.
A picture of Roxy? Okay. Anyway, back in the caves, Donut points out what he believes is a blue base, which obviously it is a blue base. You know, it's a map on Halo 2. But he says that he found two bodies earlier, Tex and Church's old bodies, and a vehicle resembling the motorcycle that he stole from O'Malley. Did he steal something that looked like a motorcycle?
Yeah, the ghost. He called that a
motorcycle. Oh, yeah, the ghost is down there. Okay. And
how did it get down there?
I don't know. Is the entrance to the cave?
Does the cave lead to the cave?
Maybe.
I guess.
It has to, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Simmons and Griff get radio contact back with Sarge, and they decide to meet up. And I like how they're like, we're on a peninsula-shaped part of the cave. And he's like, what? You're on Griff's what? And then he...
No, we're on a peninsular part of the cave. And then, what, your uncle's what? And then he's like, I said we're on a peninsular. No, peninsular.
And then he's
like... I can't say it like he can.
And
penis.
And then Griff's like, why'd you say we're on a penis ruler? And then... And
what was all that stuff about your penis ruler?
And then Sarge is like... All right, how are we going to find him? And Donut's like, I don't know. There's just rocks, and everywhere you go, it just looks like the same rock. You'll never find... He said he was near something that looked like a penis. Oh, I know where that is. Let's go. Anyway.
A penis.
That takes
Penisular.
Us, that takes us into episode number 89, The Haystack. Simmons.
I can't believe that Simmons is the one calling it a penisular.
Peninsular-shaped
penis-ular.
Rock.
Penisular.
Oh, everybody's gay on the red team. Simmons and Griff get shot while they're discussing if they're going to stay in the light. So they walk over to the light because Simmons is afraid of snakes and Griff is afraid of bats. They get shot with little needles and Simmons gets one and gets knocked out. And I like how then they shoot Griff and then they shoot Griff like eight more times. And so they shoot him with needlers, I noticed. And they did a really good job. I don't know if they photoshopped it somehow because it went and it stuck and it stayed for a little while. It looked really cool.
Stay for a while if you don't do a bunch of them. It's really weird.
Yeah. Anyway, the Blues decide that they're going to reboot Sheila because Doc can't not figure out what's wrong with her, and they're just going to restart her and hope that works. That takes us into episode number 90, Terms and Provisions. Doc says he's going to give Sister a physical exam. And he's like, all right, so if you'll just strip down to be naked, then we can start the exam. If you want to come into the base where it's more comfortable, that's fine. So she's like, all right. And Tucker's like, what the fuck's going on? During all this, Donut and Sarge find Simmons, who's still kind of unconscious, and he comes to. And he explains that the attackers have taken Griff with them. And Sarge is like, well... Oh, well, and I guess we'll leave him. And Sarge was like...
I guess they took Griff. And Sarge was like, who would take Griff? Garbage collectors?
And then Simmons was like, don't worry. I put a tracking device in his armor so that I can find him when it's time to do work. And so Simmons decides that he turns it on and he's like, all right, this will just take a few seconds. And Sarge is like, a few seconds? oh, he's gone forever. And then Simmons is like, oh, I think I've got him. And he's like, oh, but he's probably miles away by now. Actually, he's a tenth of a mile away. He's right over there. Oh, but we'll never know which direction he is. He's that way. Oh, but I don't know if we'll ever be able to find him. They took it. Where's your shotgun, Sarge? Oh, I don't know. I guess they took it. All right, let's go find Griff.
And obviously, that was paraphrasing. Not very good paraphrasing.
That was way off. Harshly done tone. I didn't do good. Anyway.
Right, because you sound like this.
So Sarge goes, and they find Griff, once again using the tracker. And they they discover that he's right there. Like, he's literally a few steps away. Anyway, the Blues decide to use Caboose to distract Sheila while Tex shuts her off so that they can reboot.
I love that shot where, like, he runs to get his shotgun and then it, like, pans back and he ran over Griff.
Yeah, he just ran. So anyway, that takes us into episode number 91, Missed Direction. Tucker and Junior start to overhear Doc's...
You're disgusting.
Start to overhear Doc's inspection of Sister. And what did it go? How did that go? She's like, he's like, wow, you're really limber.
I don't know. I'm not even going to try it. I'm not going to do it justice.
All I remember was like, I'm sorry you're so oily. I don't even know what that whole bucket of baby oil was doing up there.
I don't know how that got up there. And then that she's was
like,
so weird.
And then she's like, that's all right. Those suits are kind of hard to get into anyway. Anyway.
And Tucker's sitting outside the whole time.
Yeah. And he's like, I could come in there and help you guys. That'd be fine. Are you sure you don't need any help? Anyway, during all this, the Reds find Griff, and apparently they took him to question about the Reds. And I like how Simmons gets real upset that they took Griff and not him to interrogate. During all this, the Blues reboot Sheila. The tank shuts down just before she tells Caboose she's where Omega is.
He's in... Who is...
And that takes us into episode number 92, where credit is due. So the Blues decide to transfer Sheila into the ship that crashed with Sister on it. And during all this, Griff tells them about his interrogation and how Andy was translating for them and how they're looking for the kid and the sword. And that's pretty much it. And that takes us into episode number 93, Biting the Hand. I like how in this they start transferring Sheila over to the ship, but Tex tells the events of Out of Mind, and we find out something kind of important, why York was in the future. And Tex says that all of their AIs had a special power, I guess you'd call it, and York's was a healing power. Now, this brings up the question, is he still dead? Now, I don't remember if he is.
Well, I know that Delta is alive. And Delta was supposed to die with York.
Yes.
But I think we found out someone stole him. Yeah, they recovered him, right?
Yes. We'll get into that much more in Reconstruction.
But
so don't...
I could have sworn I heard, and this is a spoiler alert, but I could have sworn I heard someone say something about York in the latest season. Now, I haven't seen
it. I don't remember.
I'm thinking York is alive.
I hope
because
so
of his armor.
Much York is alive. That character is so awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome.
So basically, his armor's special ability is to keep him alive. Well, no, to heal him, and that's what they thought may have kept him alive.
I thought she said something else that did it.
No.
She was like, at first, I thought it was his armor.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe neither of us paid attention. That whole scene didn't even happen.
But then Caboose keeps talking. I think this is why we were laughing through this. Caboose keeps talking, and Tex is like, can I kill him? And Church is like, no, I'm keeping him around in case we need food. Anyway, it is revealed that Wyoming teleported away from her before she could question him.
And she got the logs, didn't she?
Yeah. Church remembers that Gary's ability was to create teleporters. Gary the computer, and he asks what was it, Wyoming's AI was?
I don't remember now. I didn't pay that much attention.
The point is, it was Gamma, and Gamma is Gary. Yes, it was Wyoming's AI. And so Church calls Gary, and he's like, were you lying to us the whole time?
No.
Are you lying to me right now?
Lying is such a shizno concept.
Wait, I thought computers
human concept.
I mean human concept. I thought computers couldn't lie. Yes, unless they were programmed to lie. Are you lying to me right now?
No.
And we pan back to see Wyoming's there and asks if they're getting closer. Church is then called by Vic.
Yeah, and he also said hop in. So obviously it is Gamma and he's getting into Wyoming.
Yeah. So he, I guess, what did, so Gamma's ability was to create teleporters.
Sure.
And he left Gary there.
Sure. Gamma. So, Gary is Gamma.
Gary is Gamma. So he left Gary there. But we'll figure that out later. Church is then called by Vic and told to attack the Reds and check the caves. During all this, the Red Team discovers a surveillance system watching over all of Blood Gulch. And
Donut. Why does Donut get a look?
And they discover Sister's armor. And they theorize that she has been vaporized and destroyed and killed forever. And that's why her armor is sitting there. And the best part is they tell Griff immediately
that he's dead.
That he's dead. She's and they dead. Start crying. And cut to Sister completely naked, posing for a doc.
And then, like, everyone's staring. And Griff's like, guys, stop looking. Why just don't they get a look? Wow, that's not fair. The natural lighting in the blue base is so much better than ours.
It gives it a much better natural appearance. That's why Donut gets to look. And that's the end of episode 94. That takes us to Tucker. No, that's the end of 93. Sorry. That takes us into 94. Tucker knows best. Church somewhat follows Vic's instructions. He sends Doc, Sister, and Junior down to the caves, while Church, Tex, and Tucker go to the Red Base. Tucker gives some unhelpful advice to Junior. What does he say?
That wasn't unhelpful.
That's a good point. All women on the internet are dudes.
Never buy the extended warranty on anything.
Ever. I think
one more thing.
I know. What was it?
I don't know.
Always have a condom.
I do not.
Never call them back.
I don't remember.
Just buy a Roxy, it's better. No, I don't remember. Point is, Caboose stays at the base to make sure that Sheila's transfer goes well, because if it messes up, they could lose her forever. Tucker and Church run up onto the cliff and send Tex down to head to the base. Tucker finally gets the sniper rifle. He looks through it and he shoots Tex in the ass. He then hands the sniper rifle back to Church. Tex runs up the cliff and pummels Church. So that was the end of the recap. I didn't notice anything different. We haven't been doing this for a while, but
that's
I do
because there's not anything.
There's
different
not anything there. Different, especially not in five. Especially not in five. But I do want to point something out. Something I thought was very interesting. Now, when they knew they were going to bring it to a close at episode 100. And this was before they started doing the recollections or even more seasons. They knew they were going to finish Red versus Blue for the time. One of the things they did to show that the series was truly ending was give Tucker the sniper rifle. And I remember them saying that, and I thought that was kind of cool to hear about. All right.
Also, they had, like, what, five different endings?
Yeah. And we'll talk about those eventually. We'll get to that later. Let's go ahead and get into our favorite quotes this week. What was your favorite quote for this block of seven episodes?
Well, I like the penis-ular. And I like the who would take Griff, garbage collectors. But my favorite one was Tucker, whatever. Tex was like, we'll just need some sort of hard line to hook up. Wait!
Tucker runs all the way from the
base.
Like,
wait!
200 yards out
wait,
to them.
Wait, Church, I need to tell you something. I just wanted to say, I've got a hardline Tex can use. Batsuk bow wow.
How did you hear that?
Well, I'm like Superman. I know when I'm needed.
My favorite quote was whenever Caboose is talking to Sheila to distract her, and he's obviously fucking it up. Tex is running behind him, and he says, hey, Caboose, I think it's wrong for us both to die because you're an idiot. Okay, goodbye. And he just walks away. I don't know why, but Church... in season five, let's talk about it like it's current. Recently, he's been talking quicker and quicker, and his lines are so much funnier when they're delivered that way, and I can't quite figure it out.
One thing that really cracked me up, I didn't write it down, but I think this was the first time Sarge said fuck.
That's true. I barely hear him swear.
Funny. That was one of the funniest parts.
Okay, let's get this right. Griff, Simmons said that Griff was useless. So he's like, oh, yeah, Griff was useless with that. Basically, but this was the Sarge line. I remember it.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't remember it.
Griff was useless. Stop the fucking presses. I hope that was it.
I think it was close enough.
Oh, it's so good.
It was so
Stop
funny.
Stop the fucking presses.
His delivery.
I think that was the first time Sarge was genuinely right in what he said, because Griff is useless. He's smart, and he does what he's supposed to sometimes. But he was right. Griff is fucking useless. All right. So before we get into email, let's go ahead and get into a couple things. And by that, I mean one. The helmet painting is not finished, but has begun. And I have some pictures of the pieces setting out painted, and I will put those up this week on the website. All right. So a couple weeks ago.
You said a couple things. That's just one thing.
Yeah, I know. I pointed. You weren't listening, because after I said that, I changed it.
All right. Well, I want to say something first.
Okay.
Actually, I don't. I'm just kind of taking your line here. We're not... Well, go ahead.
All right. Actually, go ahead and talk about what we're going to be doing in the next two weeks.
Next 2 weeks? Well, yes. We're going to be reviewing some podcasts.
No.
Oh, wait. No.
Talk first.
Some episodes of Red Versus Blue.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say. There, in the next 2 weeks, we will be doing... this week, we're doing part 3 of 4. Next week, we will be doing 4 of 4... And after that, the season 5 complete episode.
Right, but we're not going to watch it.
No. Once we are done with that, we will be doing episode number 27, The Blood Gulch Chronicles. So we want you guys to send in your favorite quotes from the whole series, your favorite scenes. If you had a favorite song from the Trocadero album from The Blood Gulch Chronicles, just start letting us know so that we can be ready to put that show together. We don't have anything special planned yet. Let's hope we get anything put together, but...
Joel Burns
interview? No, that'd be cool, though. Anyway, if
Especially if there's a guy named Joel Burns who called in.
Yeah, if there's a guy named Joel Burns who listens, we want to interview you. So go ahead and send in your favorite whatevers so that we can read them on the podcast in a couple weeks. We want to start collecting those. And if you can, and you can because you're listening to this, go ahead and in the subject line put the Blood Gulch Chronicles favorites or...
Whatever.
TBC
David
favorites.
Has a girly voice. Whatever you want.
Yeah, something like that. Just in the body, make sure you let us know what it's for. Okay, so I have a new iTunes review that I want to read, and it's right here.
Thanks.
Finally remembered. I kept meaning to write a review like you asked, and here it is. But before you read anything else, you just have to let everyone know that Isaac is a girl.
Isaac.
And he likes ribbons in his hair, and he likes to kiss all the boys.
I think you made that up.
No, I promise.
And it says
I'm going to put a screenshot up.
Okay.
I'm going to put a screenshot up this week on the website.
Just so you know, so you can go back and revise that review, I'm Isaac, and he's David.
That was made by Supermedic Private First Class Nirol. He also says, no, just kidding. Okay, so I guess you don't. But this is a great podcast. And,
oh, you're right. He wouldn't have said no, just kidding.
But this is a great podcast that I've been listening to for a little while now. I started watching along with you and can't wait to see your review of Recovery 1.
I'm excited for Recovery 1.
Recovery 1 is...
Wyoming was a badass.
All right. Yeah, I agree. Recovery 1 is by far my favorite miniseries in the whole series. But we'll talk
about... Two of them.
No, there's three.
Out of all three of them.
We will talk about that when we get to it. We also got one that says, you guys rock. Name Kaziski.
Kaziski?
They put it out phonetically for us. I love your show, guys. I always am close to shitting myself at the end. Sit on a toilet. That's all I got to say.
What does that mean? Are we that bad? Do you have
bowel
problems?
Gave us 5 stars, and he said we rock. I really can't wait to get to the newer season.
You should get that checked out, dude.
Yeah. Seriously. He says, I really can't wait to get to the newer seasons. Text, fights, epic animation, plus the truth about church. Is that a pretty good teaser?
Well, I don't know. If you're talking, I've seen the end where they're supposed to reveal something about church. I don't know if you're talking about the same thing. And I'm not sure that I completely, entirely buy it, but we'll get to that.
Okay, really quick spoiler alert. I won't tell you, but you tell me what you think it is.
Wait, what?
What do you think?
Oh,
you
well,
know?
The AI thing. Where they're talking about church being an AI.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that was from Reconstruction. So let's go ahead and get into some email this week. I'm also going to be reading a little bit from the website. So a couple of weeks ago, in episode number 23, we read an email. We read an email from who?
Oh, from one Ryan.
No, don't say his last name.
Ryan Smith.
Ryan Jerga. All right, so...
Ryan, I'm a douchebag.
So Ryan sent us in an email, and we...
That was my David's voice, by the way.
Yeah. We kind of made fun of it because of its grammar. Well, after that, he sent in an email that we didn't read because we didn't feel there was any reason. Go ahead and read that for me.
Well, he said, hey, guys, first off... That's my internet voice. He says, hey, guys, first off, thanks for the shout-off. Second, by the way... I'm just going to read this exactly how it is.
Okay.
I'm not going to try and edit it at all.
Yeah, just read it the way it's spelled.
Hey, guys. First off, thanks for the shout-out. Second off, I'm a little pissed off. You guys totally trashed my email. Don't you go over them before you read them on the podcast. Comment. That means pause. Now, when my friends hear this podcast, they're going to give me tons of shit, period. That was all one sentence.
Okay. So
no, there's more. There's a postscript.
There's more?
There's okay. A postscript.
Okay.
I wrote the email at the party just after last week's podcast came out, and I was rushing. I was trying to get back to the party and had no time to check what I wrote, period. Also, when I said that ironic, right, I was referring back to how the first time I saw Red vs. Blue was ep of season 8, which was where my quote was from. Actually, it was, he says, which was weird. My quote was from.
Okay.
Period. Ryan.
So whenever Isaac talks like this, that means that there is no period and it is a run-on sentence.
Yes.
All right. So after I got that email, I thought, well, we're not going to read this on the show. But I did feel not bad, but I was like, huh, were we too harsh?
Right. And I gave him a professional apology.
Yeah. Isaac professionally apologized. Privately, he was just like, whatever, who cares? So I got that email and I put up a post on roosterteeth.com. And it was a poll. I'm not going to read the post again, but I'm going to read the poll. It said, did we pick on the email too much last week? A, yes. B, no. C, I guess, but it was so funny, it doesn't matter. We have 4, it was so funny, it doesn't matter. And 1, no. And also, it's been modded 3 times as funny. So since we read that journal post and kind of asked people and made fun of it a little more, we got this email.
This, by the way, is our listener mail. We're not going to read anything.
Yeah, this is the email for this week. He says, okay, I'm really pissed off now. WTF is your problem, is it?
Okay, I'm really pissed. Dude, the edited voice.
Okay. Okay. I can't do it either. Okay.
That's not an edited voice. Okay, read it in your normal girly voice.
Okay, I'm really pissed off now. WTF is your problem. It's a simple sorry, so hard to say, and because of that, you just lost a fan. I wonder if we lost a subscriber, though, because our numbers haven't changed. They've gone up. Why the hell would you put up a fucking poll? You just embarrassed me even more and tell that Ralph guy on the Red vs. Blue website to fuck off. Ralph is one of my favorite listeners because this motherfucker will just... Everything is so funny to him, and he's a really funny poster, I think. And then he says, whatever the fuck is your problem... he says, whatever the fuck your problem is, I don't care anymore. Hey, I have no problem.
All right, well, guys, I kind of have something to ask of you. We lost a listener, and it's really hurting us.
Right.
Our numbers and our hearts are really showing
the
effect.
Do you think he's listening right now?
So you guys need to recruit. Get more people listening
yes.
So we can make up for our terrible, terrible loss.
Okay.
I hope he's listening.
If he's listening right now, you think he is? Do you think if somebody... What if his friends listen and they're like, the funniest episode of Red vs. And they just bomb. How bad do your friends have to be that you get an email? You send an email, somebody makes fun of it a little bit, and your friends are like, oh, shit, you don't write well, and people made fun. Does he text them ever?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess it seems normal in a
look,
text.
Look, If you send an email to us, we will probably read it on this show. And if we don't, don't be insulted, because we read them and we probably responded to them. Yeah. We love getting emails.
We do get more than one email.
We get a lot of email.
We get a lot of email.
But Ryan's was just funny to me. And I, you know, we lost a fan. Now, I still love the way he wrote that. You lost a fan. I wonder if he's still listening and just not a fan.
You know what we should do? We should put up like a sample email. Peyton wrote in one that was really good with email, and then with grammar.
like an example?
And like write his right next to it. How not to write an email, how to write an email.
Writing emails for dummies. a little yellow cover. All right, look, to be honest, I have no problem with Riot. I just think this is my favorite email ever. This guy is so passionate about our show. We want you guys to recruit, tell people about Red vs. Blue Rewatch, send them to the website, everything, because we've lost a fan.
We lost a fan, and it hurts.
It hurts a lot.
It wasn't a personal attack, though.
No. Look,
his grammar just sucks.
I am not going to apologize.
We did not say you're dumb. We said your grammar is dumb.
But here's a few things. One, I'm not going to apologize. Two, we will pick on people. We will pick on each other. And we will never pick on the person. We'll probably pick on the email. Now, Ryan gets to be picked on because he's no longer a fan, and we just don't pick on our fans.
Well, usually.
I guess I have nothing more to say. This was absolutely hilarious to me. Don't worry about your email grammar. It was just this one guy. Right. As long as you know that sentences belong in a 13-paragraph letter.
Or you just don't care about being made fun of for your grammar.
And plus, this is this joke has been done. We probably will not read a poor grammar email, and we won't make fun of it either. We'll make fun of Ryan for the rest of the shows.
Yeah.
But
every show is going to start off with, Ryan sucks at grammar.
Oh, man, we're such dicks. Anyway. All right, so I think that is
everything. Hello, welcome to the Red vs. Blue Rewatch. Ryan sucks at grammar. My name's Dave.
I'm Isaac.
He's awesome. So this week.
All right. I think that's everything for this week. If you want to email us, not Ryan because he's not a fan anymore. Right. But if you want, actually, if he hears this, I want him to email in. If one of his friends.
We should have a hate mail section.
If one of his friends listens, I want them to email in and tell us if it was funny or not.
Yeah.
All right. So if
and
you want.
Tell us if you're still friends.
With Ryan.
Also, is he short?
What?
Short man syndrome.
Does that have to do with grammar?
No, but it has to do with hot-headedness. Oh. Okay, guys, WTF. I'm really pissed off now. I'm really pissed off. You did not fan.
Actually, he sounds kind of like you because he's so short.
I'm really pissed off now.
All right, so if you guys want to send us an email, you can send that to rvbrewatch@gmail.com. That's rvbrewatch@gmail.com. If you want to visit our website, we're going to have links up. We're going to have, we have a commercial up there. We have our gamer tags, Twitter link, RSS link, iTunes link. Everything's on the website at rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. That's rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. You can check out our Rooster Teeth profiles on the website. Everything's there. Is there anything else you want to say this week?
Nope. Friend us. Add us.
Add
video games with us.
Are you checking your Rooster Teeth profile?
Occasionally. I checked it last week.
You so. Oh, my God. All right. Someday. Well, I guess I got no room to talk.
I checked my gamer tag more than you. When was the last time you checked yours?
Anyway, so thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Sayonara.
Oh, wait. I made that joke already.